Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast.
I wasn't chasing Jesus. Jesus chased me. God knew I was a sinner and lost when I was born because of my old sin nature. But he sent someone to save me. He sent his son. Look what it says. I like this, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love, and they will keep you strong. And I've got a great privilege. Through his strength, we can do all things. Philippians 4, 13. For I can do anything through Christ who gives me strength. Not only did I get saved, become a child of God, my sins were wiped away. There's no record of it. I can do all things now through Christ. Jesus empowers me now. It's incredible. Here's what it says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But everyone who denies me here on earth, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. There is a confession to be made. Now watch. What we're able to overcome when you get saved. Teach this to my kids all the time. 1 John 5, chapter 4. 1 John 5, 4. For every child of God defeats this evil world and will achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win the battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Guys, getting saved is not just a religious thing where you put a gold star on the board. It changes your life. The devil has no more power. I've been taken out of his kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. I have a new family. I'm a new member of a new family now. I don't belong to that old thing. It's incredible what's happened to me right now. And look at this. I'm a child of God because I believe in the Son of God. What are we able to overcome? 1 John 4, 4. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people. Watch this. Because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. Man, not only have I been saved, but the same Spirit that raised Christ from dead lives inside me. Then two things we use to overcome the world. Watch this. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. I love this. And then they defeated him. Him who? The devil. Who defeated him? People. Born again. People. Children of God. People. Who now have authority over the devil, over all the power that he's got. And they have defeated, watch this, him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. So when you get saved, salvation brings so many things. But I'm going to just give you a little list here. If you've got a pencil, you might want to write these down. These are incredible. These are the things that happen, the new birth, okay? Number one, you get a new identity. I'm a new person. Watch this. You ever met somebody after you got saved? I remember my friends I hung up with, and we did stupid things. And when I got born again, they didn't hardly know me anymore. What happened to you? Well, you think different. How come you won't do this? Well, because I don't want to anymore. I got a new heart, new mind, new soul. I'm thinking different. You know, I'm excited about life. I'm happy about my future. New identity. Here's what it says in John chapter 1, verse 12. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the sons of God. For the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, you know that by the Spirit of God. For as many as received him, to him he gave the right to become children of God to those that believed in his name. It's incredible what we are, where we are. How old are you? I'm saved. Salvation. Where did it come from? For God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son, that those who believe in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. We're talking about ever after. I'm going to live ever after with my wife, my kids, because they're saved. I'm going to live ever after my mom and dad, because they're saved. They know Jesus. We're going to be in heaven forever together. We're going to get to do the most incredible things. It's going to be an exciting time. I get a new spirit, John 3:3. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. All things are new. I got a new family. Look at this. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by sending Jesus Christ to die for us. He did this because he wanted to. God chose to do it. Nobody made God do this. Nobody made the Son of God go to the cross and pay for our sins. He chose to do it. It was his love for us. That's why the Bible says he loved me, then I loved him. We're in a new kingdom. We belong to a new kingdom. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son, the Son of his love. Isn't it wonderful? I'm a new citizen of a new country. I don't belong to the old one. I got a new one. I have rights I didn't have in the old one. I've got privileges I didn't have. I have thoughts. I have power. I have ability. I never had why. I'm saved. I'm a child of God. I belong to him. It's incredible. I have a new leader, John 10:10, whose minds the God of this age have blinded. What's the matter with most people? The devil's blinded their minds so they won't believe. That's why you got to pray for people that the blindness be removed. They got to enlighten the eyes of their understanding that they'll see the truth. But it says this. I like how this is worded. It says, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. The thief comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now you think about that. God came to this planet that we might have life. You know people that have life? Well, I see a lot of people don't seem to have much life. Who did Jesus come for? Give me life. But I have to receive it. He's not going to force it on me. I get to receive it. I have a new citizenship. Ephesians 2:19. For our citizenship is now in heaven. Woo, have mercy. From which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm no longer a foreigner. I'm now a citizen of heaven. I got me a new birth certificate. I belong to heaven. I got an incredible family that loves me. I got people I've not met yet that love me and know me more than my own blood can. It's an incredible thing. New set of rules. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 says this. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. I got a new set of rules to live by. What did you live by before? Nothing. I just lived by my flesh. I did what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. What did it get you? Well, it was sin. It got me death. It killed me socially. Kill you physically, mentally, financially. What is it? Man, I was living wrong. I didn't know what was right. Thank God. Jesus is the Lord of my life. He now says, he's my shepherd. I'm his sheep. I will hear his voice. And the voice of a stranger I will not follow. Proverbs 6 says, God will talk to me when I go to sleep. I don't have to worry about having nightmares. He'll talk to me when I go to sleep, when I wake up, and I walk during the day. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll never be abandoned. I'll never be left alone. God is going to help me all of my life. Why? Because I belong to him. Because I choose to make him Lord of my life. I have a new teacher. John 14:26 says this. But the helper, the comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring into your remembrance all things that I've said to you. So how does he do that? Well, I studied. You know, the Holy Spirit will not teach. If I'm not studying, he can't remind me what I've not learned. That's why it's so important to learn, to grow in the things of God. Have a new way of life, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. However, even so, as we also should walk in the newness of life, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, all things have become new. When you get saved, old things passed away. My old life, I remember when you did that. Well, you might. I don't remember it anymore. I put that behind me. You and I do not have a time machine. The only thing we can do about our past is either repent or we can forgive. We can't go back and change it. So either repent of what you had done or didn't do, or forgive what somebody tried to do to you. Got new power. This is really good. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says this. If, watch this, I have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Isn't that an incredible promise? Isn't that an incredible promise? But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Woo, have mercy. And you shall be witnesses to me. And then 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy 1:7 says this. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You know, when Paul first wrote Timothy that, he was challenged. You know, Paul said, what's the matter with you? Well, I'm mad at everybody. I'm burned out. I'm fried. I need a sabbatical. Come get me. Paul said, he just written things. I finished my race. I've run my course. A crown of righteousness laid it for me. Paul's excited about going to heaven. What's the problem? Well, my son in the faith, Timothy's trying to quit on me. He's getting weary and well-doing. And basically, Timothy's written a letter and said, please don't go, Paul. I need a sabbatical. I need some help. Man, I'm so tired. I'm wore out. Number two, I hate all these people. I don't care if they all go to hell. They treat me some rude and whatever. Number three, you know, he's talking about, so I'm losing my mind. I'm telling him I'm going crazy. Paul writes back and says, listen, my dearly beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Listen, I'm mindful of your tears. I know you're over there and going through stuff, but listen to me. I'm going to come see you. But I want to remind you, you got faith. Your mama had it, your grandmama had it. And I want to remind you of this. You don't have a spirit of power, of fear. Now, why is he telling that? Because that's what he's got. He's having to confront him. You do not have a spirit of fear, but you've got a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you. Stir him up. Don't tell me you don't love those people. Love of God was shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost and you got saved. Don't tell me you don't love me. You need to stir it up. And don't tell me you're going crazy. You have the mind of Christ. And people who have the mind of Christ cannot go crazy. And what did he do? He washed them with the water of the word. The Word of God brings salvation. You wash them with the water of the Word. It's not your opinions, what the Word of God says. And I have new authority. Look at this, Matthew 28:18. Behold, I give you the authority to trample over serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And this one says, then all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth to go therefore and make disciples. What is it? God's given me the power of the enemy. I'm not to worry about him, what he's doing, what he's going to do. Then I have a new purpose. Look at this, Matthew 28:19. Brand new purpose in my life. And this is, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They'll lay hands on, take up serpents, and they'll lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. Isn't that an incredible promise? What is that? That's for a child of God. That's what salvation. Salvation is a word that means not just going to heaven, guys. It means everything. Restored, physically, mentally, financially, socially. God says, I will save you from all the curses that were on the law. When you didn't do right, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. They're not on you anymore. And I like this one here. It says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, bestowing baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, we got a problem here. Sin. What's the answer? Salvation. Who provided it? Jesus. How do we get it? By faith. By faith in what he's done. We're going to live after people. That's why we need to share other people. We need to take as many home with us as we can. That's why 1 Peter 3 says that people are going to ask you and I about the hope that's in us. They're going to see that we go through the same hellacious things they're going through, but for some reason we seem to come out smelling like a rose. And the Bible says in Luke 6:46, the tests and trials of life come violently to every family. Nobody's immune from them, but those that are hearers and doers of the Word of God, being obedient to the Word of God. Those people are going to live different. Those who do what I say, storm may hit, but when the storm clears, they'll still be standing waving at everybody. I used to tell people this, faith never prevents an attack from coming. It just prevents an attack from having a lasting effect. And that's what makes it a wonderful thing. So thank God for salvation. Thank God that Jesus came to purchase that for us. And we get to receive it. And when we do, we get to keep it. Nobody can take it from us. It's ours. So, you know you're saved, then you know where your destination is. Where's that? Heaven. I'm going to live in heaven. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what heaven looks like, where it is, and what we're going to get to do there. And we're going to talk about those that don't make it, what happens to them, how sad that will be if they don't make it to the place that Jesus has provided. So thank God for the gift of salvation. Every day, it says when you pray, enter his courts with thanksgiving, enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Don't ever pray without thanking God. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving attracts heaven. We get together with the kids on a weekly basis. Now come by the office and we'll pray. And some of it, we just pray over carnal things. Say, listen, you know God saved you. I remember I had a child one time around Thanksgiving. We just go around and say, what are you thankful for this year? Everybody give me something. What are you thankful for? Some of it, it's just a goofy thing. Some take it real serious. But I had one daughter that got out on her own, out of college, out on her own, said, you know what I'm thankful for, Dad? I said, what, baby? I'm glad I'm saved. I never understood it. I don't think at home. I never fully appreciated it until I got out into the real world and realize what it's like for people that are not saved, that don't know God, that have no future and no hope. Dad, man, salvation is incredible. God has delivered us. We have all things that pertain to the life of God. God wants us to have a rich, abundant life. He wants us to have a very satisfied life, John 10. That's what God's done, and we're so thankful that he's done it for us. So, Father, I thank you right now for everybody listening. I thank you for taking blindness from our minds and lighting the eyes from understanding. Draw us out of your goodness, Father. Thank you for saving us and our family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.